International sanctions have been lifted on Iran after the UN atomic watchdog found it had complied with a landmark nuclear deal. Well, the news will see billions of dollars of Tehran's assets unfrozen and an end to crippling bans on its oil exports. But even before diplomats signed on the dotted line, firms had been flocking to Tehran for business. Valerie-Anne Gauthier and Rochelle Harrison-Pless report.
Now that the ink is well and truly dry on Iran's nuclear deal, President Hassan Rouhani promises an economic boom for the country. Iran's leader presenting parliament with the proposed annual budget, the first post-sanctions.
The lifting of sanctions will lead to a significant economic upturn for the country. To achieve a growth rate of 8%, we must attract between $30 and $50 billion in foreign investment every year.
Iran is in recession with a growth rate of around 0%. But an end to a long-time embargo opens the door to Iran's return to the global market as Tehran recovers billions of dollars in frozen assets and gains access to international financial systems.
With the lifting of sanctions, we can receive payments more easily. There'll be a swift IBAN system in place and we can accept credit cards. That's really important for the tourism industry.
Tourism, built on the heritage and cultural splendors of the Persian Empire. The government's aim, to roll out the carpet for 20 million tourists between now and 2025. Several hotel groups, such as Accor, have prepared for the spike in visitors and locked in lucrative contracts. The French brand has already opened two hotels near the new airport in the Iranian capital.